The bacteria is called Elizabethkingia, and the Department of Health Services says all of the cases are concentrated in southern Wisconsin. State Health Officer Karen McCune says investigators from the CDC are helping to pinpoint how people get the bloodstream infection, which is often difficult to treat with antibiotics.
If at all possible, we talk to the patient themselves. We also talk to their family members and to their caregivers, and we're trying to find out who have they seen, where have they been, what have they been in contact with.
McEwen says most of those infected are over age 65 and have serious underlying health conditions. Symptoms include fever, shortness of breath, chills, or a bacterial skin infection. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.